Auto Express best midsize SUV.
Oh, they're nice. Loads of space.
Smart speaker. Search offers on a Hyundai Tucson.
The new Tucson comes with 2 years 0% APR. And it's Hyundai, by the way.
Discover the new Hyundai Tucson Hybrid. It's the dawn of a new Hyundai. Ends 31st of March, 25% deposit. Finance subject to status. Hyundai UK is a credit broker, not a lender. Terms apply.
Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate.
Got any tips for the football?
Your best bet is to head over to BetVictor. They're giving new customers a terrific welcome offer. If you bet a minimum of £10, they'll give you £30 in free bets.
Oh, that's a steal of a deal.
It's a good darn deal that'll make you squeal for real. Neil?
My name's not Neil.
I know, but it rhymes.
Listen to Harry and make your best bet on the football at BetVictor. 18 plus, opt in and bet on any football marketing at odds of evens or greater. No cash out, 7 day expiry. Terms and conditions apply. Gambleaware.org.
Hey, love. Mackie sounds great. I really fancy 9
McNuggets, fries, Sprite, and an Oreo McFlurry, please. And barbecue sauce.
See you in 5, sweetie.
Order like Stormzy. The Stormzy meal, now at McDonald's.
Available until the 25th of March, served after 11 a.m.
It's not nice when you get a nasty surprise. Like when you book to see your favourite heavy metal band and they're going through a folk phase.
Stuck in a field, burning rage in my face.
I didn't sign up for this. With Quick Check, you get a clear yes or no on whether you'll be accepted for a Capital One credit card without affecting your credit score. No unexpected flops. That's one good thing. Capital One.
This next song is called Shepherd's Delight.
I'm off.
34.9% APR representative variable. T's and C's apply.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity. We actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power. Households who shift weekday peak usage by 40% could earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage cap. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X. News.
From Global's newsroom at 5, Keir Starmer is meeting with European leaders to discuss their response to peace talks happening between the US and Russia. The PM says he's willing to put British troops in Ukraine to help with potential peacekeeping, but Shadow Home Office Minister Alicia Kearns feels he's been too hasty with his promises.
In terms of standing shoulder to shoulder with Ukraine, we've demonstrated we will do that time and time again, and we will give them what we need. But I just think we're not in that place as yet. Things are going to change over the next few hours, let alone the next few days, weeks and months.
A woman who died in a shooting outside a pub in Kent on Valentine's Day has been named as 43-year-old Lisa Smith. Police think the suspect went into the River Thames shortly after. More powers have been given to police to drug test football fans. The list of offences they can do it for are being expanded to include pitch invasions and tragedy chanting. And forecasters have warned parts of Scotland could see freezing rain, which would bring down trees and power lines. A Met Office yellow warning has been issued, with up to 5 centimetres of snow also expected tomorrow.
Sport.
Geraint Thomas has announced he'll retire from professional cycling at the end of the season. The Welshman's won 2 Olympic gold medals and the 2018 Tour de France. Daniel Dubois says he's not ready to let go of his status as a heavyweight world champion when he defends his IBF belt this Saturday. The British fighter will take on New Zealand's former WBO champion Joseph Parker in Saudi Arabia. And 2 of the championship's top 4 meet this evening. Leeds are unbeaten in their last 13 league matches at home and can go top by beating Sunderland at Elland Road.
Weather
with eBay. Winterproof your vehicle with new batteries and tyres.
Chilly tonight with some snow and that freezing rain in Scotland with lows of -1. Cold with some bright spells again tomorrow, a high of 7 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Sinta Templeton.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fang.
Thank you very much, Dr. Sinta Templeton. Just really funny about most of the stuff in the news, particularly the political end of the spectrum. I don't remember anyone. Like, I must have missed that meeting, about all of it. I can't remember being asked about anything, ever, even at election times or anything. Gav?
Yeah, no, none of it.
None of it?
None of it.
It's not up to us.
No, I just can't remember any of it cropping up at the time. I mean, I know they're sort of saying, no, we said very clearly, no, we said that we could send British troops in there. Whatever. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Portal 7 Thing Radio X, boy, have I got a big hour for you, question mark. I have, actually. I've got a whopper. For instance, I've got The Woodman Does It, I Do It, Sunter Certainly Does It, but where do you do it? We're looking at Dancing in the Dark, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for all of those that you've sent in there. Mr. Vaughan, as a child, I used to dance to the Big Breakfast theme every morning. Now, a grown man in my 30s, I could still slow dance to your dulcet tones. That's Craigles. Thanks, Craigles. I really appreciate that. Also, ladies and gentlemen, after 8 years of campaigning, guys, it's going to happen.
What is?
I'll reveal it next. It's amazing. I got goosebumps reading the paper. Literally, I was like, at last, someone's listened to us. Unlike so many politicians and stuff who keep things quiet, this has clearly been one of our agendas. I've been banging on about it from the start, and now it is happening.
It's so exciting.
I'm so excited. You should be too. I know you're right behind us here at the 4 till 7 thing, and rightly so. It's so exciting, and that's happening as well. Also, ladies and gentlemen, I've got all the latest egg news. Right, this is news. It's plug in, baby. Relax back, I got this. We'll take it from here.
Radio X.
7 Fan.
Radio X.
It's 5:12, ladies and gentlemen, and now the news we've been waiting for, yeah?
God, it's so exciting.
And it's so exciting. Get ready for this. We've had dancing. Now, ladies and gentlemen, wolves. Because, as you know, for some time now, we've been trying to campaign to reintroduce wolves.
I think the first week of our first year at Radio X, we began that campaign.
We began the campaign to reintroduce wolves to Scotland. Mm. And at the time, we said, it's the only way.
It's the only way forward.
We didn't even say forward.
It doesn't matter what direction. It's just the only way.
It's the only way.
We said it was the only way.
Right.
In the Times today, returning wolves to the Scottish Highlands. Uh-huh. Don't worry, it'll expand.
Okay.
We wanted it in the cities
like
we have foxes.
Sure.
But would allow an expansion of woodland that could store 1 million tonnes of CO2 a year and bring the UK closer to net zero. The Scots taking one for the team.
Wow. Heroes.
They look at how grey wolves, which were eradicated from Scotland centuries ago, would hunt and kill red deer, which devour saplings and strip older trees of bark. Now, originally when I read it, I thought it's because they'll be so frightening, no foresters will come out.
Right. Yeah.
So it's not really no one's going to go, you go and get some wood.
Yeah.
You could get wood. I'll stay in the pub.
They did the same in Yellowstone, and it fixed everything.
Yeah, it fixed
just a few wolves. That's all it was.
Exactly right, actually, yes.
No, it was literally seven wolves.
No,
at first.
Seven wolves. Yeah, yeah. With one apex male.
It was amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Seven she wolves and an apex male.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally going for it.
Yep.
Blimey.
The deer weren't so brave then.
Yeah, they really weren't.
Eating all the young trees.
I could tell you some stories.
So, how many are going to stick in Scotland?
30,000.
Yeah.
What?
30,000.
What? It took seven for the whole of Montana.
Why do they need so many?
Because it's got to be... that's our limit.
Oh, that's yeah, yours.
That's what we're looking for.
That's what all my figures are based on.
That's what our petition is based on, since...
That might be a few too many, guys.
Our figure is nee more than 30,000 wolves, good and true. So their calculations are published in Ecological Solutions and Evidence. They suggest actually about 170 wolves, and I quote, would do the job nice.
People's dogs are staring at this radio right now.
No, they weren't affected. We know we've done that survey.
No,
as
they
well.
Don't speak wolf, but they know something's going
no,
on.
No, they won't even bother. It'll only bother. We found out as a survey we did in the early days that the sound of a wolf only affects up from the husky bit of the spectrum. Do you remember?
It was
huskies and above.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Bull terriers weren't affected it's not in there. They're not speaking their language. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's like someone speaking Old English.
Yeah,
isn't
really
it
really is.
You know, ancient Greek. It's not, you know. Anyway, they can understand some words.
Sure.
Right. The new trees would absorb about 5% of the carbon removal target set for woodlands to reach net zero by 2050. Every year, the UK releases about 400 million tonnes of CO2. But this would, quote, do the job. Official records suggest the last Scottish wolf was killed by... you're going to love this.
Mm.
You're going to love this. It was killed by a relative of Little Simon's now.
No.
Yes.
So Ewan Cameron of Loch Eel.
Oh.
So it's his great, 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 great father-in-law in 1680. Yeah, right.
Right.
I knew it had something to do with Little Simon.
There's something quite wolf-like about Little Simon.
There is, yeah. He's quite vulpine, isn't he?
Really hungry and left, like, the weaker one. No, I don't know what it would be, like the Omicron wolf.
Yeah.
Although there are reports of sightings in the 18th century, their disappearance left red deer with no natural predators, allowing populations to surge. So you get rid of the red deer, they stop destroying the saplings.
The saplings, the trees
and also,
grow.
Well, listen, you can't take the apex predator out without expecting a result, yeah?
Yeah, something's going to happen.
It's like me leaving my gym.
Right. Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, you know everyone's going to start getting weaker, base will fall into disrepair. You've got to have the big dog there, yeah?
Sure.
And that's your man, Teej.
Sure.
I might just go out there and do it myself. Start dealing with those deer.
Mm.
Yeah?
You speak wolf?
You know, I can speak some. I can speak like restaurant wolf. This is perfect me. It's Blossoms. It's right here on Radio X.
To be the perfect me, you've got to be the perfect.
Blossoms, Perfect Me. This is a brand new week on the 4th till 7th. Thang! Thank you so much for rolling with us. We have got a brand new podcast. It's out now. It's on Global Player, the official app for Radio X. Gav has described it as being like a
demi-glace.
Probably at this exact time last year, he described it as a demi-glace.
Yeah.
Exactly this time last. But we return to that theme because, Gav, that is a...
It's a reduction. It's a shiny little reduction of
but
the sort.
But it's super reduced, isn't
super
it?
Super reduced. Very flavourful.
And when you think there's 15 hours of radio and this is just under an hour, it's a super... I mean, Gav, if we were in cooking terms, does that constitute precisely... all that is embodied in the word demi-glace.
It's literally the essence of flavour of the sauce.
It's a mouth-watering podcast. Please go to Global Player to get it. Subscribe to it. Tell your friends about it and enjoy it. Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, we've got more of your Dancing in the Dark. This is because the recipe for keeping fit is dancing in the kitchen. Where do you dance at home? What do you dance to? Who do you dance with? Keep these coming in 83936. We've got loads of them next.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
You get more when you go by train with Southern Railway. Like more of the fast track and less, the slow lane. More space to stretch and less squeezing into a hard-to-find parking space. And more fuel in your tank because there's less to drive you round the bend.
Oh, come on.
Get more when you go by train with Southern Railway with kids' tickets for just £2 at southernrailway.com. Terms apply.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just sign up using your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And with a share of £15.6 million to be won in our March draws, your postcode could be next. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 28th of February. Is your door in the draw? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Could all passengers for Auckland please make their way to gate A17?
Come on, that's us.
At Nutmeg, we don't know where your once-in-a-lifetime trip will take you, but we do know how to invest for it. So wherever you dream of going, choose from a range of investment styles to suit you and your goals. Nutmeg, a JP Morgan company. Just search Nutmeg ISA to learn more. Capital at risk.
Introducing the Baldwins.
7 children, 2 parents.
A big family navigating life's highs.
We're solid and we're here together.
And extreme lows.
Honestly, from the bottom of my soul, I don't know where I'd be if I didn't have you. Sometimes I say, why do we have 7 kids? And I realize what a gift it is.
Brand new The Baldwins, coming soon, only on Discovery Plus or visit discoveryplus.com. Subscription required. Auto renews unless cancelled. T&Cs apply. 18 plus.
That's it. We need a bigger car.
Smart speaker, what's the best family SUV?
The Tucson has been named Auto Express Best Midsize SUV.
Oh, they're nice. Loads of space.
Smart speaker, search offers on a Hyundai Tucson.
The new Tucson comes with 2 years 0% APR. And it's Hyundai, by the way.
Discover the new Hyundai Tucson Hybrid. It's the dawn of a new Hyundai. Ends 31st of March. 25% deposit. Finance subject to status. Hyundai UK is a credit broker, not a lender. Terms apply.
Radio X.
Kick off with the Chris Miles Show tomorrow morning from 6:30.
Hi, Chris Miles here. Now, this is very exciting. Currently, as I say this to you, we don't know if we've got a guest on the show tomorrow. Now, we might have. I know who we might have on, but it's not confirmed. It's a household name, and it's not Domestos. So tune in tomorrow morning to find out if we've got a guest in the studio on the Chris Miles Show.
Check the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
It's the most wonderful time of...
Are you a smart booker or a silly booker? Smart bookers get access to a 3-airport lounge by booking a 5-star holiday with On the Beach. Silly bookers, well, enjoy those queues at the bar. Stop booking around and visit onthebeach.co.uk.
Conditions apply. 7-night minimum stay. Outbound only from selected airports for up to 6 people. Adult protected.
On the Beach.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Thank you.
Wolves sort that out as well.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
There's enough of them.
Yeah.
There'd be no problems. There'd be none of that blue versus green stuff. Man versus wolf.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Unifying.
Are we on air now?
Yeah.
Oh Christ. So, 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. It's been a long campaign, but it's been successful. Let's get Wolves in Scotland.
It's so exciting.
Yeah. Easy. It's too exciting. They're 7 in Colorado. Now they estimate 120,000. Sorry, Montana. Mm. They're going that was from 7. They get 170 in Scotland.
Yeah, they had to bring them down from Canada.
Man, I'm so excited. At last.
Do you think they'll make their way all the way down to Cornwall?
No, they won't. That's our next introduction point. That's campaign 2, Dartmoor.
Yeah, the Wolves of Dartmoor. No,
my campaign's called Wolfmoor. Okay, you ready? ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at some of the places you like to dance. This is after it was revealed that 48 people were invited into a laboratory and told, dance for me! And they pointed, like, harpoon guns at their feet.
Sure.
And they made them dance, the scientists.
Mm.
And the result was, it turns out, 20 minutes dance a day, it'll make you fit. Turns out dancing makes you fit. They should have studios where you can all dance with, like, an instructor.
Mm. They could do that, couldn't they?
Yes.
And everyone would get fitter.
Yes.
That's genius. Right, yeah.
Because it's aerobic exercise. Mm. They could call it aerobics.
It's incredible.
They could call it aerobics.
Hold on a second. When you see a professional dancer, they're never overweight. They always look all right, don't they?
Such a good point.
So let me get this straight.
That's such a good point.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean? Right, Kevin Manchester says he strictly dances in the kitchen between the hours of 12 and 4 a.m. And what I love about this, he has no backing track. He dances to whatever his drunken mind conjures.
Wow.
Yeah, he sings.
I'd kind of like to see that.
If we've got any more singing and dancing, if we've got any more song and dance people, we'd love to hear from you. Hi, gang. I like to sarcastically dance. Ah, the way of the wedding. I like to sarcastically dance in the kitchen whilst cooking with the main purpose of annoying the children.
Yeah.
Usually listening to some proper cheesy 80s tunes on the old Bluetooth speaker. Mm. Lots of love. That's from Big Bazza. Sorry, that's from Big Baz Bazza from Skelmersdale.
Yeah, make sure you
thanks, Big Baz Bazza. What you got there? Gavin.
Gazza.
Gavin.
First time texter from Gazza. Welcome, Gazza. He says, Tej, I dance wherever the hell I damn like because I got it like that.
I feel you, bro. Yeah? Yeah, I'm feeling that. Do you think that is Gazza?
I suspect it is Gazza.
I hope it isn't.
Yeah, why?
Because I just don't like to think he's engaging with us. It could be the beginning of the end. No, I don't. Because once he's on your case, what you got there? Dr. S, you've been very quiet.
Ross from Wigan says, John.
Get your head off the desk.
Johnny Love. I usually dance in the kitchen. Where else? Mostly to Northern Soul.
Oh, man. Because your kitchen's generally
you
got the...
You want a slippery surface.
You need a slippery floor.
Yeah, but don't do any frying.
And don't be putting any talc down.
You don't want
talc in your kitchen.
You don't want to be spinning while holding a deep fryer basket.
Yeah, no, you don't. No, you don't. Unless you like it so hot. ladies and gentlemen, Johnny, the current indoor dance is me and my two kids screaming our hearts out and headbanging to Linkin Park, The Emptiness Machine. I feel that.
Nice.
My 8-year-old daughter knows all the lyrics and the little man loves moshing. That's from Gary. Guess what he does? The most metal of jobs. He's a demolition engineer.
Nice.
So I love to think of a demolition engineer swinging that wrecking ball while listening to the Emptiness Machine. I just love that as an idea. Man, I'd always love to do that.
Does headbanging count? You could lose weight headbanging.
Because you strengthen your neck.
I'm going to start classes. Get myself a Grebo to show everyone how to do it.
Yeah, a Grebo.
Yeah, full of
bullet
belts.
That's a great old word. Yeah. Hi, TJ and the gang. As a busy house husband, I like to dance in the kitchen to 80s Paxo ad music, wearing only an apron with a freshly cooked chicken on a tray. That's Nigel. Thank you, Nigel.
Well, I heard you crying loud. All the way across town. You've been searching for that someone, and it's me out on the prowl. As you sit around feeling sorry for yourself.
Blood, Figure It Out. It's such a complex little tune because it ends nothing like it begins. It's like it's got movements.
It really does, yeah.
Gotta Figure It Out. So good. Sorry, it's left me... Sometimes, if you listen to that correctly, it leaves one drained.
Appropriately, yes.
No, but it leaves... I listened to that Royal Blood the other day on what's it called? Radio. And I'm going to confess to you, honestly, I was drained. Completely drained. So I've noticed about very posh people.
What?
You know, some people, particularly if they're selling these things, they go, to be honest.
Yeah.
And that's really looked down. In fact, in Germany, they have a phrase, a to be honester, which means a shitter.
Someone who's about to lie. Yeah.
Mm. Yes. A bullsitter.
Mm.
And someone who's a deft explainer bullshitter will repeatedly say, to be honest.
Yeah.
But what posh people do to stop themselves saying, to be honest, is, honestly, I think it's the same thing, right?
Right.
It is. It's the same as I can't lie.
I ain't even gonna lie.
Yeah.
But what's this thing? Generally, my dad says to me, if someone says to me, it's like, well, what did you presume?
Mm.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah.
Honestly. I tell you what, quite honestly, is coming up, ladies and gentlemen, on the show. We've got more of your dancing in the dark right here on Radio X coming next.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Must remember, do not forget.
Remind me to bring photo ID.
Reminder set.
Babe, can you make sure I don't forget my photo ID when I vote?
All right, love.
However you remember, you'll need photo ID to vote on the 1st of May. Don't have ID? Apply for free voter ID now. Find out more at electoralcommission.org.uk/voter ID.
Hi, welcome to Boots. How can we help?
Is it normal that it stings when I
have been coughing for a
solid 8 hours sleep? And why can't I maintain my
ear infection and my
splitting headache? Is my blood pressure
swollen or is it just bruised?
Keep an eye on your health. Whatever your question, we've got you covered. Just walk in, get treated, walk out. That feels better. Boots, with you for life.
Hello, business owner. So you want your employees to get their expenses, but not at the expense of your time. Get Monzo Business and you can get your employees their own expense card with personalized limits and keep an eye on live spending as it happens. Now that adds up. 500,000 businesses bank with us. When will you? Get Monzo Business. Only sole traders or limited company directors in the UK can apply. Expense cards available with team, starting from £25 a month. T's and C's apply.
This Tuesday, Amazon brings you the unmissable UEFA Champions League match. It's Bayern versus Celtic.
Magnificent. A wonderful goal.
This Tuesday, Bayern versus Celtic. It's on Prime.
Calling all black cab drivers. Let's talk about those quieter times when your meter is taking a little nap. Why not consider Uber? We can give your meter a wake-up call. Join over 500 black cab drivers already on Uber. Black cabs on Uber are priced by your meter, and the service fee will be no more than 5% for the whole year. Plus, you'll receive £400 when you sign up and take 5 trips. Turn downtime into prime time. Go to uber.com/blackcabs to start earning today. 5% service fee ends end of 2025. Terms and conditions apply.
Radio X.
On the Beach presents Kaiser Chiefs.
Live.
Plus very special guests, Razorlight and the Cribs. Sunday, 27th of July, Brighton Beach.
I know a girl in the golden town.
Look now at radiox.co.uk.
Kaiser Chiefs, Razorlight, the Cribs and more.
Live.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Strain this chaos, turn it into light.
Snow Patrol, You're All I Have, right here on Radio X. I'm Johnny Vaughan. This is the 4 till 7 thing. Keep your dances in the dark, but keep those... despite the fact they're in the dark, keep coming into 83936. We'll be doing more of those in the last hour. Right now, though, it's time for this. Hens!
What?
Many Americans believe have come up with something brilliant.
Go on.
They are investing in...
Yeah.
Hens!
Yeah.
Hens.
Hens. Yeah. Because...
Is this because of the avian flu or whatever?
People? No, it's because of the surge in the price of... He's got it wrong, I know he hasn't.
Hens!
No, they're buying hens because of the surge in the price of...
Eggs!
Oh!
Eggs. Eggs.
That's a stunning bit of production.
Wow. At least we know which came first.
Yes.
Hey!
Yeah. Many Americans believe they... that was really eggy.
It really was.
Many Americans believe they've come up with a cracking way to offset the soaring price of... It is better not be hens.
Eggs!
Yeah.
By investing in... This is hens.
Hens!
Brilliant. Well, You're getting it.
Wow.
To lay their own. The average price of a dozen grade A large... This is eggs. Okay, let's just stop
eggs!
It. I can't pay attention. Rose to a record high... £4 in America.
£4?
For how many?
For a dozen eggs. according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, in May 2023, same product was just $2.67.
I thought Trump was going to bring the price of eggs down, in a day, I think he said.
I see what you're doing, Gav. In Britain, a dozen eggs, yeah?
Mm.
Yeah, we can enjoy that here. $3.29. Now, do you know what? We joke about, Gav and I are always joking about America, when people go on holiday to America,
right,
and they come back and they're going, and they'll look at you. In the old days, they used to do this, particularly in the emergence of fly drive. It's quite a sort of 90s, noughties thing. They used to be going sort of things like, excuse me, mate, are those Levi's?
Uh-huh.
Where'd you get them? And you'd say, well, I got them.
Yeah.
What was you paying there? Uh-huh. And you say, oh, I don't know, I paid about 50. Show, in the States, Orlando, what was we paying Levi's?
Yeah.
It's about $30.
Yeah.
Because we was paying about $30.
Yeah.
But the idea of it happening now in America.
Mm-mm. It's crazy, mm-mm, isn't it?
What do you pay there? In there? How many quid?
How many eggs are you getting for your money there?
Can I ask you, how many quid? How many quids are those eggs costing? You go, it's about $3.29. You go, we're paying in the States. We pay like $5. But you're only paying $3.29 quids to combat the increase. U.S. consumers have been buying or renting.
Renting eggs?
No. They've been renting. This is agony.
Hens!
They've been renting hens.
Oh, hen hire. Hen hire.
Want to get hen hire? Hire! Want to get hen hire?
Hello, Apex Hen Hire.
Yeah, fantastic. I want to make Hen Hire. Yeah. Oh, that's really good. People truly want to know where their food's coming from, and they're not trusting the grocery store is going to have what they need. You got what I want. Jen Tompkins of Rent the Chicken.
What?
That's the name of a company.
Rent the Chicken.
Yes. Told the news website Axios that that's what people want. The company allows consumers to hire hens to lay eggs, and Tompkins has received orders from all across the States. Well, you want more egg for your hen, don't you?
I guess, yeah.
You want more egg for your buck.
Sure.
There are now 11 million backyard chickens in the US, up from 5.8 million.
Great name for a band.
Well, the hen yard chickens.
No, backyard chickens.
Yeah. Backyard chickens is fantastic. For like a skiffle, yeah. Like a skiffle group.
Definitely.
Yeah, beautiful. The spike in egg prices has largely been attributed to an outbreak of bird flu.
Right.
What's nice about that now is if there is bird flu, that's going to bring that right into people's homes.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
This will be looked at as the real growth point. Mm. What happens is eggs started going up in price, so people started bringing hens right in the house, which is always how they love to pin it on Mexico and places.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they literally make out, they're literally going to bed every night in the same room as chickens.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Whatever else.
Sure.
And this is how it will spread. Some retailers, those that have managed to source eggs, have limited the number that can be bought by consumers, in some cases restaurants. Do you know what I just hope it doesn't start affecting?
What?
Cruises.
Very good point.
Oh,
they need a lot of eggs.
They'll have to have hens on the boats.
Because they literally have a battery farm at the bottom of a cruise liner.
Yeah.
This is the Kooks. Nothing's ever set in stone. You're not like anyone I met before. You win by not playing the game. The times are changing, but you stay the same. Let's turn around the hourglass. Freeze it in a photograph. I'll tell you everything I used to hide. 'Cause I don't wanna waste your time. Let's do all the things we wanna do. Because you never know. Pack up the car, drive to the south of France. The wind is dancing in your head, singing je ne regrette rien. Can't take the money when it's time to go, so let's blow it like we're movie stars. Think of all the places we can go. Yeah.
Chris Moyle Show podcast.
Now, every year, Chris Moyles takes the Chris Moyles Show to his local pub, and he records a podcast, a limited edition podcast in aid of Global's Make Some Noise, the official charity of Radio X. It's a charity that supports life-changing projects at the heart of communities, communities that are right across the UK. This is the ninth podcast it's landed, featuring this year's special guest, Chris Tarrant. Radio legend, pub legend, legendary father to Toby, legendary man of Tiswas, the man who really, he started it all. He's a cultural god. He's got anecdotes about much more than fishing. He was a DJ. He's a TV star. He's Toby's old man. You're nearly out of time to get the podcast. You won't be able to get it after this week. If you want to download this year's podcast, you can get it. And not only do you get the podcast, but you donate £10 to Global's Make Some Noise and help loads of people.
Awesome.
So often, charity, you get nothing for your money. And that's what really gets me, Gav. That's what really grinds my gears. Sure. It gets my goat. Yeah? It chokes my chain. But not this one. No, sir. You get something for your money. You're buying a product. Yeah?
Sure.
And it's not some poppy.
No.
Or some badge or a sticker. Yeah? Some half-assed promise for some half-wit in a bib waiting outside in the street who's taking half. Yeah?
Exactly.
Right. Half-commissioned half-wit. No, sir. You get the product. You get a whole podcast. A whole damn podcast. If you want to download this year's podcast, you can get it. Donate £10. Global's Make Some Noise. Help people. Genuinely help people. Earn a bit of good karma at the start of the year. Well, nearly the start of the year. Just text pub 10, all one word. Pub 10, pub 10, 83936. Forget the O thing I said. It's pub 10. Your chosen voluntary donation will be added to your phone bill. 100% goes to Make Some Noise. Standard network rates apply. You need to be 18 or over. The podcast is available for a limited time. Full details and T's and C's at radiox.co.uk. Pub 10, 83936. Do it, do it. News is next with Santa.
The Moyle Show podcast.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X. Get ready for 1.21 gigawatts of entertainment with Back to the Future, the musical. Winner of every major Best Musical Award and from the creators of the original movie phenomenon. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious hit. Back to the Future, the musical at London's Adelphi Theatre. Book your tickets yesterday.
Hey, love. Mackie sounds great. I'd really fancy 9
McNuggets, fries, Sprite, and an Oreo McFlurry, please. And barbecue sauce.
See you in 5, sweetie.
Order like Stormzy. The Stormzy meal, now at McDonald's.
Available until the 25th of March, served after 11 a.m.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity. We actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power. Households who shift weekday peak usage by 40% could earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage cap. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
Remind me to bring photo ID.
Reminder set.
Babe, can you make sure I don't forget my photo ID when I vote?
All right, love.
You'll need photo ID to vote on the 1st of May. Don't have ID? Apply for free voter ID now. Find out more at electoralcommission.org.uk/voter-ID.
We're cracking out the Cuthbert cake here at Aldi.
You can't match this.
To celebrate 4 years as Which Cheapest Supermarket.
You can't match this.
So if you want a slice of everyday amazing value... supermarket where every price is an Aldi price. Visit aldi.co.uk/awards for more.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just sign up using your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And with a share of £15.6 million to be won in our March draws, your postcode could be next. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 28th of February. Is your door in the draw?
People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Hi, welcome to Boots. How can we help?
Is it normal that it stings when I
have been coughing for a
solid 8 hours sleep? And why can't I maintain my
ear infection and my
splitting headache? Is my blood pressure
swollen or is it just bruised?
Keep an eye on your health. Whatever your question, we've got you covered. Just walk in, get treated, walk out. That feels better. Boots, with you for life.
Formula One is coming to London with F1 75 live at the O2. A spectacular season launch, Tuesday, February 3rd.